Winterbottom? Isn't he here?
No, he went out a minute ago. Asked me to keep an eye on things.
Oh, dear, he's never around when one wants him. The burden of this whole thing falls on my shoulders. Sometime I have a good notion to leave, and if I ever do, believe me, there are a lot of things I can say about this place.
Why, what do you mean, Mr. Dunn?
Never mind, but I can say plenty. The police would be very interested in what I have to tell.
But say, you wouldn't squeal to the cops, would you? You wouldn't double-cross your pal.
There are no pals of mine. To be perfectly frank, I'm in this just for what I can get out of it. And after next week, I'm going to leave.
Going to leave? Why?
Because Winterbottom and Peters are bound to be caught. You don't think they can keep it undercover after next week, do you? And I don't want to be mixed up.
Sure. I don't blame you, Robertson. Just between me and you, you understand, I don't think so much of this guy Winterbottom myself. Or Peters either. They look like a couple of double crossers to me. And for that matter, that goes for that Bert Thistlewaite, too.
Yes. He thinks he's the only one that has any brains.
Is he going to be mixed up in this affair that's coming off next week?
Well, he thinks he is, but he's not. He and Winterbottom and Peters have been trying to put through that wall of guests.
Yeah, that's what they told me. And it's a pretty bold play for three guys like them to try to put through.
Oh, I don't think so much of it. I think it's very crude.
Well, just what does this Thistlewaite plan to do, anyway?
Well, whatever he plans to do, he's not going to do it. Because I'm going to kill that Walter Guest.
You're going to?
Yes, I am. If for no other reason than to spite Thistlewaite. He has no business trying to chisel in on me anyway. And if Winterbottom and Peters make any trouble, I know how to get rid of them, too.
Well, say, Mr. Dunn, just where do I stand?
Well, so far, I can't see that you've been very much use to me.
Yeah, but you haven't given me anything to do. I'm willing to work with you, Mr. Dunn, but...
Oh, indeed. Well, how about Madame Cote? Did you see her?
Oh, yeah, I saw her yesterday.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of her execution?
Oh, that was slick. One of the slickest I've ever handled. I didn't have any trouble at all.
And what about that Kathleen Mavourneen arrangement?
Oh, I'm still working on that. But don't worry, I'll have that all fixed in a day or two.
Well, see that you do. Because if you don't, I'll tell you right now, I'm going to get rid of you, too.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to be out for about 20 minutes now. If Mr. Winterbottom returns, tell him I want to see him.
Boy, this is getting hot. Corn Center. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Hello, Flannery. Listen, I've just got some more dope. I've been talking to Robertson Dunn, and he's sore as a goat because Thistlewaite has been muscling in on his territory. Yeah. Just despite Thistlewaite, Dunn is going to croak Walter again. And he threatened to bump off Winterbottom and Peters and me, too. Yeah. Now, listen. I've got to lay low until we get help. I can't. I don't dare to leave here until Winterbottom gets back. Well, all right. I'll meet you in back of the store. So long. And I'd better get out there right now, too.
Doesn't seem to be anyone here.
I saw a man come out just as we were crossing the street.
But that couldn't have been Peters. According to the description I have of him, Peters is a young fellow.
Must have been Winterbottom.
Yes. Well, I'll dash back to the hotel. You remain here. Talk to Winterbottom. See what you can discover.
All right. But what's the whole dope on this case?
Well, here it is in a nutshell. It seems as if this fellow Peters is some sort of a tennis champion, you see. And he wore DeWitt tennis shorts during his last match. So the DeWitt people put him on their radio program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Peters got up to the microphone, he made an anarchistic speech, you see. Said he and his comrades were going to stage an uprising, overthrow the government.
A red, huh?
Yes, and an international crook. Of course, he may be just a bit off. The whole thing might not mean anything at all, but on the other hand, perhaps he's the man we're looking for. That's what we're to find out.
Yeah, I got all that from the chief when he told me to meet you in this town. What I mean is, what are your particular plans?
Well, you see, I'm here. I'm posing as Roger Young, an English novelist, here to gather material for my book. Let me see. You can be my secretary. Can you affect an English accent?
No, sorry. It's out of my line.
It's unfortunate. How about Harry?
Well, I can give it a try.
Splendid. Well, I'll be going. You remain here. Get into a conversation with Winterbottom and find out what you can about Peters. Find out if he really is dangerous.
Sure, and just leave it to me, Mr. Young.
Well, that's excellent. And don't forget why we've put a woman on this case. It's a lot easier to vamp information off the man than to get it by a third-degree method, you see? So don't forget the sex appeal.
Okay. And if he...
Listen, just a moment. I think someone opened the door back there. Probably Winterbottom. I'll sneak.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes, sure, and is it the custom in this country to keep a lady waiting?
No. You see, I was out in back of the store. I didn't know that.
Well, what about your partner? It seems to me if you were going out, you'd leave him to mind the place instead of...
My partner? Why, what do you mean?
Mr. Peters. That was the name I saw on the sign outside. Isn't he in this business with you?
Why, yeah, in a way he is. Did you want to see him?
Indeed, I do not. I haven't the slightest interest in Mr. Peters. Now, if it were you, it might be different. I'll wager Mr. Peters is as homely as a mud fence. Because I've never seen two partners yet. But what one was as homely as the other was handsome.
Peters ain't so much to look at as that.
And I'm thinking he's not the brains of the business, you
know. No, the brains of the business is a guy named Thistle. Old Peters is all right.
Oh, but it's plain to see. A man like yourself is dangerous. As far as a woman's heart is concerned.
Yeah, I guess so. can I do anything for you?
Oh, yes. I want a box of correspondence paper and send it to the Corn Center Hotel to Kathleen Laburnin.
What? What's that?
Kathleen Laburnin.
Your name is Kathleen Laburnin?
And what's the matter with that name?
Oh, yeah? Well, you're just the dame we want to see. We want $500 from you, sister. Kick in or else.
Say, what are you talking about? What kind of a racket is this?
Huh? Say, you're not Irish.
No, and I'm not Kathleen Laburnin. I'm a member of the Secret Service.
Well, I'll be... Why, you little...
Just a moment. Put your hands up and keep them there. I'm a pretty good chap.
Well, of all the...
You and I are going to have a little talk.
Stay
right there where you are. I might get nervous and pull this trigger. Now, what's the dope on Peters?
Say, listen. You're making a big mistake.
I'm making no mistake at all. We already know something about Peters, so you better tell the truth. Is he really dangerous?
Listen, I'm telling you, you're making a mistake, whether you know it or not. I can't tell you everything, or they'll bump me off. This gang would rub a guy out to
make it. Gang? You mean Peters isn't the only one?
No, there's a whole gang of them. Next week they're planning a big... Say, listen, I don't really belong to this mob. Just take my word for it. I don't.
Then what are you doing here?
I'll tell you, I can't explain that now. It'd cost me my life if I did. I'm giving it to you straight.
What is this? It's coming off next week.
I don't know.
You mean you won't tell? Say, we can make you talk.
Oh, listen. If you butt in now, you'll never get them. They planned this thing too carefully. I'll talk when the time comes, but don't rush things now. And I'll give you my word of honor that I'm okay.
All right, I'll take a chance. I'll test you out. Here. Now, just a minute. Take this note over to the Corn Center Hotel and deliver it to Mr. Young.
Okay. And when it's over, you're going to be surprised, lady.
Say, connect me with the Corn Center Hotel. I don't know the number. Hello? Hello, I want to talk to Mr. Young. Oh, hello. This is Operator 47. I'm sending Winterbottom over to you with a note. The note's a dummy, but Shadow Winterbottom. Did I find out anything about Peters? Say, listen, I've run into a whole nest of Reds, and they're planning a big uprising next week.